When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're going to talk about the Colts draft and the decisions they are going to have to make to select a player at 15. And we're going to try to reverse engineer it a little bit, meaning we're going to look at the position groups and the areas of need that the Pacers either do or don't have. And we're going to say, hey, look, this is where the Pacers or the Colts need to go with that pick. Thinking about the Pacers last night, they absolutely curb stomped the Brooklyn Nets. And it was a beautiful thing. Either the Pacers play beautiful basketball or not so much. And I think a lot has to do with the opposing defense. And the Nets did not defend well last night. And so at halftime, they were looking at the business end of a 28-point deficit. So Pacers, they get the win last night. But we're going to start talking about the Colts and Chris Ballard. And the thing that makes this tough about the draft for Ballard is he's going to have to negatively judge one of his position groups and say, you know what, at 15, we'd better take a player at this position. Or he's going to say, you know what, I'm unwilling to do that. I'm unwilling to commit to a self-scout that shows any area of need on my roster, and I believe we can go with the players I got right now and take it to the playoffs with a healthy Anthony Richardson. What is Chris Ballard going to do in about 3.5 weeks? We'll talk about that this morning. And we'll talk about Caitlin Clark, who got the win last night for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And let's face it, I mean, we can talk about Iowa all we want, and they're very nice. They're a good group of women other than Caitlin Clark. But Caitlin Clark either wins or loses for that Iowa Hawkeyes team. She would reject that. But I think we all know that's the truth. Just as with LSU last night, it was up to Angel Reese to either carry the Tigers or not carry the Tigers. And last night, she turned an ankle and wasn't able to do it. So there you go. Clark over Reese in a rematch that was a lot of fun to watch. We enjoyed it. And we're going to continue to enjoy watching Caitlin Clark as she takes on Gino Auriemma and the UConn Huskies. UConn, pretty good athletic department, right? Men's team looks like the odds-on favorite to win the national championship for the men. The women going to the Final Four. Same thing for NC State. NC State with an Elite Eight team on the men's side. Women, they're going to the Final Four. So good year for NC State as well. This is Breakfast with Kent for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, here's the deal with MyBookie. You go to MyBookie and you use the promo code Kent, K-E-N-T. Hey, that's me. And what you're going to get is up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus. How about that? That's winning before you even play. And then you put to work the big brain and you decide, here's the way I'm going to invest in my knowledge of college sports for the Final Four or professional sports and in the NBA or Major League Baseball, and off we go. So go to MyBookie. It's a lot of fun. You can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere, and you can go to the online casino there as well. Make sure and subscribe to this channel. It's convenient for you. Hit the bell icon so you get an alert every time we go live, which is right about 6:40 every morning, and somewhere between like 3:30 and 5:30 usually in the afternoon, depending upon the flow of news information. We keep that kind of fluid. Sometimes we go a little bit earlier because news warrants that we do. And make sure and like the video, because that's just a polite thing to do. I like every video that I watch. Hit the like button. That's a thumbs up. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. No big whoop. Nice thing to do. Include a comment or a question. We'll share it with the group. And I get it in a nice, it's not about the donation. It's about getting it in a graphic that stands out from all the rest. All right, let's talk about the Colts draft and position groups and try to narrow it down. What will the Colts do with the 15th overall pick? We know some things about the 15th overall pick. We know some things about this Colts roster. Number one, they are not going to take a specialist. They're not going to take a punter, kicker, or long snapper. They have all those positions. Those boxes are checked. So they're not going to take any of those. You wouldn't with a 15th overall pick. Anyway, we can eliminate those completely. All right? Quarterback. You're not going to take a quarterback in the first round when you've got Anthony Richardson and you anticipate him being fully healthy for the season. Knock wood, right? Despite my fixation with Bo Nix and believing that having a plan B with another starting quarterback would not be a bad thing. The Colts didn't sign Joe Flacco to be the third-string quarterback. They're not going to draft a guy at 15 to be the third-string quarterback. And so they're not going to take a quarterback. How about running back, Jonathan Taylor? They didn't pay him all that money not to be the bell cow running back, and you're going to draft a guy at 15 to be.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The bell cow running back. So they're not going to take a running back. Let's talk about tight end. Ballard has never taken a tight end in the first round. Rarely does anybody take a tight end in the first round. And the Colts have got Mallory, Mo Ali Cox. They've got Kylan Granson. They've got Jelani Woods. They got tight end upon tight end upon tight end. They got Ogletree still, for God's sake. That's a bunch of tight ends. Are they going to take a tight end, or are they going to believe that they can cobble all of these tight ends and their traits together to form one good tight end that they can kind of plug and play and swap parts out? You know what I mean? It's like they're going to, like a car, a high-performance car. You've got high-end this, high-end that, high-end this, but not something that does everything. You can't have speed, grip, air performance, all of that stuff. It's kind of like an Indy car. You're taking wing out. You're putting wing in. You got downforce. You've got, you know, you've got boost. You've got all of these individual options that you can exercise, but you can't exercise them all at once. That's like the Colts at the tight end position. Wide receiver. This is interesting because the wide receiver group is flawed. We know this. But Chris Ballard is loath to admit mistakes. And he is not, I don't believe, going to admit that drafting Alec Pierce a couple of years ago with the 53rd overall pick is a mistake. I think he's going to want to run it back another time with Alec Pierce to see with Anthony Richardson if he can be the dynamic defense stretcher that he believed he was getting out of the University of Cincinnati a couple of years ago. I don't think that Chris Ballard's going to look at the wide receiver group and say, you know what, we need another in the first round. Offensive line. Look, you got guys. You got Fries at right tackle, who's kind of the weak link, but you are not going to invest the 15th overall pick in a right guard. You're just not. Despite, you know, what Chris Ballard did back in 2018 when he took Quentin Nelson with the 6th overall pick. You're not going to have, I mean, my God, you would have what? You'd have 3 ones, a 2, and a 3 starting on the offensive line. I mean, you can't go that heavy into investing in draft picks at a high end, right? With another guard, you can't do it. So we're going to eliminate the possibility that Chris Ballard is just that myopic in his thinking and he would take a guard at 15 while acknowledging that sometimes he pulls a rabbit out of his hat and it's an ugly-ass rabbit and we don't like it. And that's what drafting a right guard would be if he chose to do that at 15. I don't think they're going to take a defensive tackle. They signed Davis, Raekwon Davis, for a reason, right? And that's so they don't have to design it. They don't have to draft another, depth piece at defensive tackle. They got a bunch of guys in there. They didn't sign Taven Bryan because they're going to draft a defensive tackle either, despite the fact that Taven is, you know, not a starting level and not really a rotational level defensive tackle. How about defensive end? They got Dio, Quiddy, Taekwon, and Samson Ebukam. They're already in place. They got 4. I don't think they're going to take another defensive end. Linebackers. Ballard loves Zaire Franklin, and rightly so. He's a terrific guy, terrific player, good player, good level starting linebacker, who is a very responsible guy and a leader on this team. Then you've got E.J. Speed, who is really in ascension. He's still getting better. The more he plays, the better he's going to get. Without Shaquille Leonard around to take reps from E.J. Speed, he's going to get better, and that's a good thing, and is going to keep the Colts from drafting at that position. How about cornerback? We've already heard. Chris Ballard loves his cornerbacks. This is the obvious pick, right? This is what mock drafts are guessing that Ballard's going to do. You have Flowers. Obviously, you got Juju Brents, and you've got Jones. But he would have to, and Kenny Moore at the slot corner. But he would have to say, look, this is our area of such profound need that we're going to take one of these guys. We're going to take Quinyon Mitchell, or we're going to take Terrion Arnold. I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he's going to pull that trigger because, again, he would be drafting over the top of people that he has great fondness for. Safety. How about safety? He loves Nick Cross. And I think that they're going to re-sign Justin Blackmon. So that covers safety. He's got passable solutions. Not solutions, not championship-level solutions, but passable solutions with every position group. I think he trades back. I don't think he sees a position of need so profound he needs to absolutely, once and for all, invest in the 15th pick in anybody at those position groups. So I think he's going to trade back based upon this. We'll wander around in the pre-draft sort of experience and over the next 23 days try to figure out what Ballard's going to do and nitpick and look at this guy, look at that guy, look at a guy like Quinyon Mitchell and his speed, his competitiveness from the University of Toledo, and then we'll look at a guy like Terrion Arnold from Bama and look at maybe Arnold is a guy who could ascend a little bit into an elite level corner. And Arnold, who's kind of steady as she goes, maybe as good as he's going to get because he's already been trained really, really well by Nick Saban. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. That's what we do. That's what the draft is. This is silly season. So we try to figure out what's in Chris Ballard's mind when the truth is there's really nothing in his mind. They're building the board. They're getting that together. He's going to let the board talk to him. And all of a sudden, they're going to land on something that's going to make us scratch our head and think, what in the sweet hell is that man thinking? You can bet on that. Iowa last night, 94-87 winners over LSU. Caitlin Clark, 41 points. Future Indiana Fever star. She is going to sell tickets, man. The people with the fever are by the phones waiting for your call, waiting for you to buy season tickets. She is a show unto herself. Iowa plays UConn Friday, 9 o'clock in Cleveland in the national semifinals. How kind of cool is that? Paige Beckers against Caitlin Clark. Gino, that's going to, against Lisa Kluber. How much fun is that? That's going to be a lot of fun. Watching Angel Reese go up against Caitlin Clark last night was awesome as well. Caitlin Clark's just kind of got a nasty streak to her that I like a lot, and she can fight. Shoot. She has self-belief upon self-belief upon self-belief. Jason Jessica Hayes says, root for ISU tonight. I'm wearing my Sycamore frock. So there you go. This is as close to an Indiana State color as I own, so we're wearing that today. Of course, Indiana State takes on Utah tonight at Hinkle Fieldhouse, 7 o'clock on ESPN, NIT semifinals. Go Indiana State. They've done the right thing. They took their spanking with grace and spite and anger, and they are running through the NIT, and they're doing it at a high level. Good for them. You can either choose to compete or take your medicine and go home. Indiana State chose to compete. Indiana, they made a different choice. Pacers win last night over the Nets, 133-111. They were up 28 at the half. Haliburton, 27-13. Jalen Smith, 17-10. They've got the Nets in Brooklyn tomorrow night. We do not want them to just keep winning. They've got to win some, lose some, stay at the sixth seed level in order to succeed in the playoffs. Sixth seed or third seed, you don't want to be 7, you don't want to be 5, and you don't want to be 4. 6 or 3. That would be great. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? The great Joe Koppel celebrating a birthday today. Tom Seminara celebrating a birthday. Terrific writer. Awesome writer. Brian Pointer, host of Network Indiana Outdoors. Great dude. Miss Brian Pointer. Haven't seen him in a while. John Tunney, happy birthday. And Rick Kolick, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done by dancing. Or if you find that to be maybe objectionable, like you're at the Kroger and you feel like celebrating somebody else, you can't just swaddle up to them and start dancing with them. And that is inappropriate behavior at a grocery store. Don't engage in it. If you're at the Chipotle in line, you say, hey, you know what? I feel like dancing. You ready? This is not good behavior. However, celebrating others with an honest and specific compliment, that is excellent behavior, and you're to be congratulated for expressing it. All right, we will talk to you later today in a couple of minutes on the radio, WGCLradio.com. 2 hours of magic. And then this afternoon, Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. I can't wait to talk to you then. Dancing Kent. Dancing Kent's the best Kent, except at the grocery store or at the Chipotle or somewhere like that. You just can't sidle up to people and start dancing with them. You can't do it. It's frowned upon.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.